Mira and Harper Audio present Echoes of Evil by Heather Graham. Performed by Luke Daniels. Prologue. The rhythmic sound of his own breathing through his regulator was to Brody McFadden the sweetest music. There simply was nothing like diving. The light he carried, attached to his buoyancy control device, illuminated the world of darkness around him. His dive partner for the day, Ewan Keegan, motioned to him that he was moving up to the next deck. Brody motioned back that he would continue where they were, here, deep in the hold, where the tragic cargo of the ship had been contained. He was getting an early peek at a historic discovery, and was now in the bowels of the wreck of the Victoria Elizabeth. Even here, though, fish darted about. The Victoria Elizabeth was yet to become a fine reef home. Eventually, she might well be so. Barnacles covered much of her wood, even within the ship. In the cargo hold, very little light filtered down. He was careful. He'd already discovered a moray eel had made itself a home in what had been a cupboard. Brody had come down to Florida for a vacation and to mull his future. But he had wound up on this dive because his old friend Ewan Keegan, who had been a Navy SEAL, asked him to come along. Ewan was 50, with steel gray hair and still in rock solid shape. Brody was a good diver himself, but Ewan knew the waters here like few other men did. He was also one of the finest divers Brody had ever known. But then, not many were as skilled and experienced as Navy divers. Ewan had retired and gone to work for an amazing salvage company, and had been part of the crew that had finally discovered the Victoria Elizabeth, a ship that had gone down in the Florida Straits just southwest of Key West in 1827. The Victoria Elizabeth, out of England, had not been...